Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And I'm striving to make this show your escape from the everyday world and the everyday news. But I will just simply say this. We try not to get too overtly political, and I'm striving very hard to do that. But I would say the only thing I want to say about the upcoming election in less than 2 months is that you look at both candidates, you look at the issues, and you pick which candidate you think supports your way of life and what you believe and what you think is good for the country. Fair enough? Is that good enough? Make sure you register to vote. Do go vote. Do exercise your privilege. Don't sit it out. Don't say, oh, well, I'm not going to vote. Look, you've got to do it. You've got to vote. And that is your inalienable right to choose who you would like to have listen to you and represent you in our halls of Congress, in the White House, and beyond. You know, they say all politics is local. Well, you know, you got to choose your leaders well. Are we doing it here in Maryland? Not sure. Are we doing it in Congress? Not sure. Are we doing it in the White House? I'm sure. But let's make sure that we know what our choices are, what policies our candidates stand for, and do they represent us in the way we would like to live our lives under the Constitution of the United States and enjoy our freedoms, enjoy our rights as enumerated in the Constitution. So there you go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Good morning, Mr. Lee. How are you?
Alan, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. A couple of cool videos you sent me there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. My buddy put a long extension handle on a crab dip net.
Right.
And we just had, he is the ace of dipping crabs off of the we're obviously around the Dundalk Marine Terminal. We went over to Brandon Shores and caught them there, but they're beautiful males. We even got four soft crabs, you know, that were hanging on for the date with the males, you know, the doubles.
Right.
We've gone a couple times. We end up with a bushel and a half of crabs. You know, I got my commercial license.
Right.
So we can, you know, we're pretty select, you know, even though we keep females, we pretty much let them go. But what a fun way to experience, you know, do crabbing. Not, you know, we're not using traps or trout lines or anything. Just going around the columns.
Huh.
You know, I'm relating it to moon phase, I guess. I mean, full moon or partial moons. I haven't learned a whole lot about their breeding seasons and crabs and all that. This is all kind of new to me in the last couple of years.
But well, crabs breed.
I really enjoy it.
Crabs breed once. Female crabs breed once in their lifetime.
Okay.
One time. And so when you were interrupting the doublers, well, that was her chance.
Now, what people feel guilty.
Yeah, right. Now what people don't understand is she only breeds with the male crab once, but then she can lay four or five broods of eggs, maybe more.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she can sponge four or five times. That's why it's important not to take the females out if you want to increase your crab population.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, we have restrictions on female crabs here in Maryland. Virginia's a little more wide open. No recreational taking of females. You know, so what that does is it helps to propagate the species. It helps to make sure that we have a renewable and renewing resource. So she'll breed one time. So, if, you know, typically in the fall before they get ready to migrate south. But as she migrates, she'll be able to spawn several times. And then once she spawns, once the eggs are distributed, then all those larvae are distributed off the coast, off the coastline. Okay,
uh-huh.
they're not still in the bay. They're out in the ocean, and we've got to depend on the tide and the times and the winds and so forth to make sure that those little tiny crabs migrate back into the bay to you know, grow and spawn again. So it's quite an intricate process.
We give that up to Mother Nature a little bit to take care of these little crustaceans.
That's right.
Yeah.
As a former fisheries biologist said, it's like trying to manage a bunch of bugs crawling around on the floor of the bay.
Yeah. I will say another thing is the rockfish bite. It's anything but. It's phenomenal right now. My buddy's still catching the heck out of them up north
good.
With live eels, and he's really neat. It's so neat to go with somebody that explores and doesn't rely on the fleet. He explores. He found a really good spot off of Hart Miller Island.
Right.
That we put a dent in a couple different other commercial guys' quotas. You know, it was really good. And they're nice, healthy fish, clean. We're not seeing sores. They're starting to fatten up a little.
That's good.
And it's quite a good bite. The Bay Bridge is on. I'm fishing the Patapsco.
Right.
As you saw with the one video of my son.
I saw that. That was a nice fish.
He flips that jig up under the concrete. It'll get up under there, Alan, probably 20, 25, 30 feet.
Wow.
And he'll hook a fish and have to yank it, literally yank it out of all the concrete and or wood.
Yeah.
And it's quite a sight to see.
I saw that. That was a cool video. So,
another thing, we're actually get up near the surface, and we've been sight fishing for white rockfish.
Oh, that's cool.
The kids wear these really good polarized glasses,
uh-huh.
And they're actually spotting a rockfish and casting to it. And, you know, it's a 50-50 shot whether it's going to look at you or you whatnot. But I've actually seen the fish physically grab the lure as they're saying, there it is, and casting to it. It's really quite an interesting technique. And it just adds to the element of that type of fishing. You know, great bite. Can't get enough of fishing with my kids. I could, we try to get out every Saturday and or Sunday afternoon.
Right.
And, Alan, I all I do is just drive the boat, because that's about all I can do when I'm fishing with them. Cause
right.
I can't get a cast in.
And man the net.
Anyway,
man the net, right?
I can't get one. I'm the net boy, and I'm not even that good at that.
Nothing wrong with that. not if you drag them overboard and dump them in a bucket. You know, that's no net required.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen.
We had to let that one go.
Yeah,
hi, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Lee. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah, you take care, Alan.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Hey, listen to this. Till the end of September, Backyard Billy's giant selection of in-stock, colorful poly outside dining furniture, the tables, the chairs, all that. 50% off on sale. In stock, 50% off. Now, Remember I tell you about those Adirondack chairs every week. Well, the Adirondack chairs, except for one brand, it's, and they've got like six brands, except for the DuraComfort brand, are buy one, get one free. So if you looked at them, you sat in them, and you thought that would make a nice addition to your deck, well, here's your opportunity. Buy one, get one free on the Adirondack chairs. Select in-stock lounge furniture, too, also 50% off. All this is in-stock stuff. You can see Backyard Billy's Backyard from Route 50. Just get off exit 44B, Evans Avenue, and keep right to Drummer Drive to get into the store. You'll find gym sets there. You look at those gym sets out there, and they've got literally like playhouses on top of these gym sets, and the ones with the sliding boards and the swings and the monkey bars and all that. About five or six different styles of them. Great Christmas present for the grandkids. Storage sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, all at Backyard Billy's. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Remember, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, a division inside the store, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. All you got to do is select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert, or a freestanding wood or pellet stove with exceptional services and prices. Backyard Billy's will do the installation. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Backyard Billy's, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. That's the exit name. All right, so firearm season's coming up. If you like a nice fitting, a beautiful made rifle, well, I would recommend two from Clyde Sport Shop. There's the X-Bolt Hunter. Now, the X-Bolt we've talked about before. We talked about the medallion with the beautiful gloss finish walnut stock and the beautiful shiny blued barrel. Well, the X-Bolt Hunter is same action, same everything, except the finish is more what a hunter would like to have. It's kind of a semi-gloss or a matte finish stock. It's got a matte finish barrel. Same gut, same action. Just a workhorse, the X-Bolt Hunter. Bolt action hunting rifle with a satin walnut checkered stock, matte blue barrel and action, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, and adjustable trigger. Well, the X-Bolt Medallion has all that too, but it's got a beautiful gloss finished walnut stock with a rosewood forend and grip caps. It's got polished and engraved blued steel receiver, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and adjustable trigger. X-Bolts are available in all high-powered calibers, all high-powered rifle calibers, including short magnums and the rest. So why not check it out, the X-Bolt and Hunter and the X-Bolt Medallion by Browning from Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, Halethorpe or Lansdowne, whatever you want to call it, 21227. Since 1957, Clyde's has been around. That phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportShop.com. ClydeSportShop.com for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Clyde Sport Shop open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All righty, we're giving away a muzzleloader in September, one in October, one in November. If you'd like to get in the contest for September, the number is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, who is our producer and call screener and board operator, and he's got his hands full over there in the studio. Well, I just sit here and talk in the microphone while I'm in my recliner with the dog on my lap. I've got my scripts in front of me, and I just need you to call in and have a conversation with Aaron. Leave your name, number. And at the end of the month, we're going to roll the random number generator. You can find one on your phone, and every name corresponds to a number. Whatever number comes up, that's the winner. Totally unbiased and hands-free operation. Used to put all the – Aaron, you weren't there when I used to come into the studio, and I would take my hat and I had to roll red tickets, like raffle tickets, and I would number them all. According and number all the names on the list that you have in front of you right there, and correspond, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all the way down the list, and then I, mix them up in my hat. And I had no idea whose number was what. And pull a number out of my hat, and that number would correspond to the caller, the listener. We haven't done that in a while, but now with the random generators, it's much easier, and I hope everybody thinks it's fair as well. Also in that drawing, two separate drawings, you can enter one, the other, or both, is a fishing tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. This month we're featuring surface tackle for striped bass. I think you'll be glad to get this package of lures, especially if you like, you know, sight casting or throwing to them on the surface. One of my favorite ways to fish is surface fishing. So there you go. They got ploppers and whoppers and all kinds of stuff in there that that you use for surface fishing for bass. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? Okay, well, the other rule of that contest is you call in, you leave your name, you leave your number, and you go on the air with me. If only just to say, hey, I only called to get in the contest. So that's what we're all about. We're going to be busy here. We've got two more commercial breaks coming up before the end of the hour, so you might want to consider giving us a call here. We'd like to talk to some callers in between the breaks. And we hope you're enjoying the commercials. I'm enjoying them. They have some new sponsors. And I forgot to mention that Shanks Argo is back with us for a couple months. I don't know if you are considering a new vehicle. If you hunt anywhere near marshland or anywhere near there's water and you need to cross it, there's nothing like an Argo. There's nothing like a six-wheel Argo to take you out. I've hunted, you know, with landowners that own Argos. I'll never forget the Argo ride out through the marsh in about 2 feet of water. Took the Argo out there and checked to see if I'd actually struck a Sika deer that I shot at, beautiful 6-point. Shot at it with a 300 Win Mag. Couldn't believe I missed it, but there's a lot to the story, but that I did. I missed, and we went out there to check for hair, blood in the water, or anything like that. Couldn't find anything. Saw where he was standing, saw where he ran to, found his bed up against a big old dead tree out in the marsh. There was a hump on there where his bed was, and he was laying there just all happy. Not, you know, prior to this, I guess, or, you know, whenever they go to bed. But he was laying out there just chilling out, plenty to eat and drink right around him, and it was very cool to see that bed up against that tree in the marsh. But I missed, but the Argo didn't. The Argo, you know, took us out there, brought us back, and everybody's feet were dry. It was great. So, yeah, I like the Argo. I do. So make sure you stop by Shanks Argo up in Pennsylvania. They'll be more than glad to give you a test ride, and you can see all the models in stock, that's for sure. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. We have Colleen on hold. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Colleen.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Getting better.
Good. Well, I called to enter the contest, and
right.
We have a lot of hunters in our family.
Sure.
A lot of guys, like, well, the one guy, he just loves fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, wherever there's a puddle, he'll be there. He is just so awesome.
That's
and we got deer hunters and whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
cool.
Alan, I just want to say I'm an old, old lady. I listen to you every week. I enjoy your program so much. I enjoy Robin. And Robin is on a prayer list with us. And you're a patriot. You're America, Alan. And I just want to thank you for that.
Well, that's about one of the highest compliments I've ever been paid.
I mean, that's how I feel. You really are America. And I thank you.
Well, you know, we this radio show exercises the First Amendment, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. We have that. And then the Second Amendment was the second most important one after freedom of speech and freedom of the press, right?
That's right.
You know,
I don't know why they're shredding the Constitution. I don't understand that. I don't understand how they're getting away with that. And you were talking about voting, and that's
yep.
right. We got to get out there and vote. And as far as I'm concerned, there's one candidate. Can I say it?
Sure, I can't stop
Can
you. This is America.
Trump.
We have freedom of speech.
Donald J. Trump. He almost got killed for me and you. My God, what else does a man have to do? Okay,
you know,
I love you, Alan, and I love Robin, and I certainly hope she starts feeling better, and she'll be back on the air.
She's
I love it when you talk about your grandkids, because I got a whole bunch of them, too.
I might take He'll soon be five in, in November here. Might take him out and show him a bit, little bit of the deer woods. My only caution to Robin and his mother was, you know, we got to make sure he's got long pants on and doesn't wander into the weeds and get chiggers. You know, that we wouldn't
want to be set
on anybody. So
they're uncomfortable. All right, honey, have Beyond a great that. Week. And
thanks, Colleen.
I love your show.
Thank you for the compliment.
Bye-bye.
I certainly appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. There she goes. All right. Make sure she's on the list here, Aaron. She sounds like a great young lady. Chris in Rhode Island. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Hey, you know, I was just checking in with you. I want to say hi and listen to the show. Great show. And
well,
I want
you.
To throw my name in for the Striped Bass Tackle Package.
See if All right.
Put it to use up here in Rhode Island.
I'm sure you can. You got a few striped bass up there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's been a great season.
Indeed. So,
yeah.
So are they abundant there, Chris? What else is running with them? You got any bluefish up there yet?
Yeah, we have the bluefish. We've had those here for quite a bit, a few months. We have fluke, the sea bass, blackfish are coming in now.
And then offshore,
of course, we have tuna. So there's an abundance up here now. It's great.
Yeah, fall's always a great time, no question about it. So, well, good. I'm glad we can get you in the package, get you in the contest.
I appreciate it, Alan, and love the show. Keep up the great work, and draw blessings to Robin for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Chris.
All right, take care. Have a great day, Alan.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Arnold in North Carolina. We have a... We've had Virginia, we've had Delaware, we've had North Carolina, we've got had Rhode Island. This is wonderful. Yes, indeed. Arnold, good morning. You're up.
Hey, how are you, Alan?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, down here in my favorite place. I can't complain at all. Yeah, we got into some serious bluefish at the beginning of the week. We had a pretty serious rainstorm come through yesterday, so we got a zero day on the island.
Yeah.
Try to get back after it this morning before we start to get ready to pack up and head home. But
I got you. Where is home? Where's home?
Home is Abingdon.
Abingdon.
I'm a frequent caller from up that way, and we
gotcha,
take an annual trip down here.
Oh yeah, I knew you are, Arnold. Now I recognize your voice. Yes, indeed.
So we always try to call you from either on the way down or while we're here. But
yep.
This is special. I know this. Robin was here when she was young, too, so...
Yes, she was. She loves it and definitely want to come back and, want to head back that way. We were down there a couple of years ago for a wedding, and I may have said this before, when I was just a tiny kid, my parents used to vacation down there with another couple, and they kept that up for decades. You know, the first available day that you could call... whatever agency they rented their homes from, they would call and reserve their house for the summer. And almost died down there. My Uncle Earl dragged me out of the surf, I believe. I think that's who was there. Can't remember. Somebody did. But I got caught in the surf, down near Kitty Hawk and was saved from drowning. So I don't remember anything about it. I must have been like 3 years old, so... But how about
that? Yeah, there was a surf advisory Wednesday for rip currents and stuff. So
I'm sure
we kept the dogs shallow. We try to take the dogs over in the morning and let them run and get everything out of their system so they sleep during the day and we get back to fish. And then
nice.
We enjoy it. But we kept them in ankle deep water on Wednesday just because of it.
Are you out on the deck?
Yes, I am.
I can hear the songbirds in the background. So, how about that?
So,
sounds like you got a wren down there, a little wren down there sounding off. So.
I'm not sure what it is. They're all different here, and there's two different kinds of doves down here. They got a white-winged dove here, too, that's got a bit of a different call.
Okay,
but,
that's pretty cool.
Like I said, I can't get enough of this place.
That's beautiful. You know, now, you rent a house when you get down there? I mean, do you rent it every year?
Yeah, we rent a house for a week while we're here. And
what part?
Ocracoke.
Ocracoke. Yep, that's Robin's favorite. So we're going to be doing that.
There's two realty companies that have most of the rentals, and it's really good restaurants here. So So, you know, we don't cook when we get down. So we get
yeah.
to do a lap of all our favorite places to eat. And,
when I was a kid, and I mentioned this before, staying in southern New Jersey, our host's daughter was their oldest child, I believe, or second oldest. I don't remember. They had three kids. But anyway, Judy would eventually wound up marrying a realtor, and she was put, you know, I think they had 50-some homes in that agency that she would rent. And, of course, I've lost touch with her over the years, but that was pretty cool. I'm sure she'd be long retired by now. But I remember that was one thing that everybody thought that, you know, oh, Judy, she's so successful. She's marrying this guy that rents these houses down in North Carolina. So, anyway, we'll get there, buddy. Thank you for the call, Arnold.
All right, take care. Have a great one. My best to Robin.
Thank you. Appreciate that, indeed. All right, well, how about that? Callers from all across the country. Arnold, North Carolina. Chris in Rhode Island. Shane in Farmville, Virginia. Mark in Delaware. We love the fact that the show can be heard all across the country, all across the world, really. Haven't heard from Richard in New Zealand in a while, but I'm sure he'll be coming. So I see Robin is. Aaron, how do you like those trail camera pictures I sent you? Did you get them? Yeah. That was the first day the camera was up, and that boy showed up. That little 7-point. He's pretty cool. So that'll be a good one if Chris hunts with me this year. Chris Klaproth, that'd be a good one for him to take his first buck. So. We'll see if he does it. So, all right. Good morning, Robin. I see you there. Okay. sending me videos already. Good to hear. All right. Well, we probably ought to do something, shouldn't we, Aaron? Probably ought to talk about Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's Spurry's Tire Service. That's just right off Route 50, about two blocks off of 50 and east, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Bridgestone and Firestone are what they recommend and carry a lot of, and they have all the others too, the Michelins and others that you need for your particular vehicle. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model. You drive by there anytime, you see any number of work vehicles and pickup trucks in all different brands. You see, I told you last week I went by there and this one of the street sweepers here in East was sitting there getting a tire put on it. So Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. All the farm machinery, as you drive up and down the Eastern Shore, you see those big pieces of farm equipment moving around. Well, they have tires on them, and Spurry's has the tires for any of that kind of equipment as well, even tractors. If you own a trailer or an ATV, any kind of trailer, any kind of ATV, Spurry's has the tires. So you hunters that like to use your ATV, those tires are getting a little old, you might want to stop by. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and they'll repair your vehicle. Once that check engine light comes on, they have the technology to analyze the problem and fix it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, and that'd be Robin and me and our family, satisfied, taken care of for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland.
In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 to get into muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a beautiful CVA Optima V2 muzzleloader in camo, Realtree camo with Realtree Escape camo with a nitride finished barrel, which is a beautiful firearm. You'll need to put your optics on it, but it's a great gun, great looking gun. And we're giving one away in September, one away in October, one away in December, and maybe a bonus somewhere down the line. September, October, November, excuse me. If I said December, I apologize. September, October, November. One each month. If you're local and you win the muzzleloader, we'll make sure that I deliver it to you. If you're not local, depending on where you are, might deliver it to you as well, but probably ship it to you if you're out of state. Anyway, that's all you got to do is call 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And leave your name and your phone number with our producer, Aaron, when he answers the phone. And we're also giving away a free fishing tackle package for striped bass this time around. And this will be the last month for the fishing tackle giveaway. It's surface lure action, all hand-painted, all designed by Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. So we're grateful to those two folks for helping us out and providing merchandise to give away right here on the Outdoorsman Show. The only other requirement is, once you call, leave your name and number, you got to go on the air with me. You can also enter by email like a number of folks did this morning, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Put contest in the subject line, and we'll be glad to enter you. So we had three entries come in by email this week. So we know they're listening, you know, and so we appreciate that. Don't ask the people that email to go on the air. They might be shy. They might be inconvenienced. They might just figure that's a better way to go. And it's okay. Everybody gets in that enters either by email or, well, you can text me if you like, if you have my number, or you can simply call the station, go on the air with me, leave your information that way. That would be great. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You know, Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, that's for sure. And if you like your shooting sports and you want to warm up for the season, a lot of people like to shoot over and unders, and they like to shoot sporting clays, they like to shoot trap, they like to shoot ski. Well, the trap gun is a BT-99. It's a single-shot BT-99 available at Clyde Sports Shop. Superior fit and reliability, all steel components. It's got a trap recoil pad on it and a walnut stock. It's called the BT-99. They've been around a long time. Highly prized trap gun, and they're available at Clyde Sports Shop. And then there's the Satori series, Satori CXT, the Satori White Lightning, Satori Field models. All the Satoris feature Vector Pro forcing cones, high. Some of them have different ribs on the top, whether it's a high rib or a low rib, crossover design. The CXT is a crossover design with lightweight ported barrels, a vented high post ribbon, side ribs as well. Then there's the White Lightning, which is over and under for pheasant and other upland game. Steel receiver has a durable silver nitride finish with intricate engraving. Polished blued barrels, oil finish grade 3-4 walnut, extended black band and Vector Plus choke tubes. New 3-inch chamber in the 28 gauge. So if you're into shooting sports or upland game, doves, you know, woodcock, quail, pheasant, grouse, take a look at the Satori, all from Browning, all from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, in Halethorpe/Lansdowne, 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957, 410-242-6108. Website is new and updated and upgraded, clydesportshop.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, full-line Browning dealer, scope mounting, and accessories at Clyde's Sports Shop. Why not? Hey, you know, just a question. You need to replace your fireplace with something that's just a hole in the wall. You're tired of hauling the wood. Why not fill it up with a beautiful fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region? That's what we did. Robin and I selected an Enviro brand EX35 gas fireplace with a remote control. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the remote control convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly winter. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America Facebook page. Keep you up to date. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back. Maybe.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spinoff. Dirt Digger minerals come in three flavors. Molasses craze, apple craze, and cherry craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, let's talk to Chris in PA. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Oh, I'm just dragging the camper down to the hunting lease here on the shore.
I got it. All right.
Yeah. All my buddies are I'm in traffic, so not too far.
You on 50 or going the other way?
Yeah, good. Just about to go over the bridge here.
I got it. Well, you can listen for the next few minutes, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. I'll talk to you later.
Have a great drive. Bye-bye.
You too.
Mary in Towson. Good morning, Mary.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Alan. How are you? And how's Miss Robin feeling?
Doing a little better. Thank you.
Oh, good. Very good. Yep. Thank you very much. Yes, I entered both contests.
Okay.
And so we thank you very much for taking care of all of this. I always learn so much listening to you. Every weekend, and little Sam is still waiting for that fishing trip, so we win this time.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary, for the call.
All right, dear. Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for all you and your family do, sir.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, indeed. Joseph in Westminster, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, I appreciate letting me get in on that contest. That's going to be neat. I'm not from here. I grew up in Florida. I don't have much hunting experience. But I'm always jealous when my buddies get their freezer stocked and forward to get a shot. So I've been practicing with my bow.
Well, good.
But I've never been hunting. I really enjoy your show. I'm driving to Arundel County right now to teach a welding class.
I got it.
Every Saturday I listen to your show. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Joseph, thank you for the call. I appreciate it back. Take care now.
All right.
Bye-bye. Russ in Fulton. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I just want to comment. I appreciate the opportunity to get into the contest.
Sure.
I want to share my political concerns about where the country's going if something doesn't happen. I'm a lone Republican in my family, and so it's always walking around on thin ice around here, it seems like. But keep up the good work, and, you know, I'm a faithful listener.
I thank you very much. And you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. All right, cool. How about that? 410 WCBN 680. We have about a minute or so left, and maybe time for one more caller if you just want to call and get in the contest and say hi. We can do that for you. But it's been a good show. Thank you very much for keeping us busy. Thank all the new sponsors and all the continuing sponsors. We know that the commercial load is a little bit heavy, but we'll try to talk about anything you want to talk about at any time. So we know it's busy with the muzzleloader contest. So if you have a point to make, we're more than glad to hear you out, more than glad to discuss anything you want to talk about. So, but we are getting close to the end of the hour this time. So, you know, we hope you enjoy the updates on the sponsors and the new information. I'm going to pick up some apple cracker from Chesapeake Seed and Feed today. Hopefully. All right, well, feel free. That's fine. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, Alan?
I'm good, yeah. Buddy.
Good. Yeah, it's nice talking to you. Yeah, I'm calling about getting into the contest, which I've done that. But
right. Yeah,
we're kind of running out of time. Maybe I'll call you next week. But I got all kind of deer stories. I've been hunting for a few years,
uh-huh.
And I'm about 0-10 on deer hunting.
Oh my gosh!
I've seen a bunch of them, played tag with them, but they're outsmarting me.
How do you hunt? Bow, crossbow, firearms, all the above?
Firearms. I have a cabin in Western PA. I go up there with my rifles.
What part?
Allegheny National Forest.
Allegheny National Forest. Okay.
It's in the northwest corner.
Yep.
Yeah. I play tag with them in PA, and I mostly hunt Soldier's Delight, and the deer are there.
Yeah.
I'm just playing tag with them.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it more in depth when you call back next week. Call back a little earlier so we have a chance to chat.
Okie dokie. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thank you. You too. All right. Well, there we are, wrapping it up for the day. 410. Oh, yeah, right. Time for me to say get out, stay out. And Robin is dining on figs this morning. How about that? Yes, indeed. Oh, Captain Dawn, nice to hear from you via text. And we'll look forward to talking to you one of these days soon. So anyway, get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember, love the Lord, love your family, and we will see you next week. Take care.